Hey, greetings everyone from our home to yours. Today's scripture passage comes from Matthew chapter 17, verses 14 through 20. And that is the story of the man's son who was suffering from seizures so greatly. The seizures were so bad that he would seize up and fall into the water or fall into a fire. And he was trying to be healed. But what is different about this story is that the man's father had gone to Jesus' disciples and tried to heal him, but they were unsuccessful in healing him. And so the man comes to Jesus and says, hey, you know, my son's so bad, the disciples couldn't do it. Can you do it? Then Jesus rebukes his disciples, calling them an unbelieving and rebellious generation and telling them that he would not always be with them. You know, why don't you get this? And so Jesus heals the son by rebuking the demon that was possessing him and sends him out. And then the disciples approach Jesus after the man leaves and they ask why they couldn't drive out the demon. Jesus tells them that they couldn't drive out the demon because of their little faith. And he tells them that if they had just had enough faith the size of a mustard seed, that they could move mountains and nothing would be impossible for them. Now, this story and that statement, if you just had faith the size of a mustard seed, has been one of those things that we've used as a rallying cry or a motivator or even sometimes as a stick to beat people with. But I think that we've got the whole purpose of why Jesus said that wrong, and I think that we've got a misconception of what faith really is. Faith and its meaning and the concept of faith has changed over the years many times, and we as Christians, we put a lot of emphasis on faith, and we have tried to define it in some really crazy ways. And the worst that I've ever heard is that faith is a force, like the Force in Star Wars, and then you can use it to, you know, do what you want, like the Jedi's could. Today, faith is more interchangeable with belief, and it wasn't always like that, though. In the Old Testament, faith was defined as truth and trust, and its concepts were of faithfulness and trueness and integrity. Proverbs 3:3 uses the word truth, but it's the same word from which we translate faith. Jeremiah 7:28 says that truth has failed from their mouth, again, using the same word that we define as faith. In the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we see faith defined as the concepts of faith becoming trust. And it wasn't until John that faith became synonymous or used as the idea or concept of belief. Now, Paul changes that idea to a mismatch of other ideas and meanings that make it even harder to define. Faith became more of a definition in and of itself, much like love. It's difficult. Faith became something. You had it or you didn't have it. It was used in degrees. And faith has now become the standard for which we started using the idea that if we believed in God or not, and we would ask, do you have faith? But really, faith is about trust, faith is about truthfulness, and faith is about belief. But it's not about faith or trust or truthfulness in ourselves. It's about faith and trust and truthfulness in God. So Jesus rebuked his followers for their failures or their lack of faith, but it wasn't faith in themselves. He was rebuking them for not trusting and believing in him and his ability to drive out the demons. So may you go this week and have faith, belief, trust in the one true God. God bless you. Grace and peace to you. Have a great week.